Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel is willing to go the distance to keep Europe together, but why?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Two of the key figures in the European debt crisis are meeting today in Berlin. One is the borrower, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou. The other is the lender, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The subject is the crucial next round of bailout funding for Greece. Merkel said today, whatever Germany can do, it will do. But with 80% of the German population against bailouts, why is she so willing to help? Margaret Heckel is the author of a best-selling biography of Angela Merkel, and she joins us now from Berlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how does Angela Merkel see her role in the European debt crisis?
Well, she definitely wants to keep the euro because she knows that if Greece goes out of the euro, or if the markets force Greece out of the euro, the whole idea of the common denomination will fall. And, you know, Germany has been profiting quite a lot from the euro, and we are an export nation, and it's quite clear that we need the euro to continue to be such a strong exporter to the world.
So there are obvious interests for Germany to keep Europe together, but is there a sense of duty on the part of Angela Merkel? Does she feel like it's her responsibility to keep this all intact?
I think so. Nobody wants to be the chancellor who sort of destroyed the euro. And I think she sees it as her duty, although the Germans are really turning against financing the rest of Europe. So it's a very tight line that she's walking.
Germany is a country that has seen a lot of history in the last 100 years or so. It's been the center of a lot of history. Do you think that Merkel sees herself right now in another one of those really big historic moments for Germany?
Yes, I think she does. For her, it's definitely a formative moment now with the euro. Absolutely comparable to the time when the wall came down over 20 years ago.
Is she up to the task?
Well, we will see. I very much hope so, being a German citizen myself. I'd say she's much more up to the task than a lot of other politicians I'm observing within Europe. But it's a very, very tough task. As a German citizen, I wish her all the luck she can have.
Margaret Heckel is the author of a best-selling biography of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, here in this country, General Motors workers are voting on a new United Auto Workers labor contract this week. Similar contracts are still being negotiated at Chrysler and at Ford, where workers are hoping to share in the carmaker's recent success. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Ford has been selling more cars, getting higher prices for them, and gaining market share all over the world. The UAW, which represents about 40,000 hourly workers at Ford, is hoping to take advantage of that.
They may have a better ability to pay than GM or Chrysler.
Peter Berg is professor of employment relations at Michigan State University. He says the union will be pushing for higher wage increases than it got at GM. But he says an even bigger priority for the union will be
some security in the work, trying to move more work to the U.S. and get some security that jobs will be maintained here for Ford UAW workers.
Ford workers have been angry about CEO Alan Mulally's $26.5 million pay package and benefits other managers have had reinstated. Still, the UAW knows its members' futures depend on Ford's success, and that's something that'll be reflected in the negotiations. Ford is the only one of the big three where workers still have the right to strike, but it's unlikely the UAW would decide to exercise it. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in overseas trading this morning, up 3% in London right now, 4.5% in Frankfurt. Here in this country, a government shutdown has been averted, at least until next week. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 272 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,043.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
Today, New York City will begin testing cell phone service on subway platforms. It's a big investment for the companies involved, AT&T and T-Mobile, but it could also mean a big change for many New Yorkers' commutes. Sally Herships has more.
New York City is loud, but when you go down into the subway, it's almost quiet, which Pollyanna Rose really values. She was waiting for the L train to head home from her job as a customer service rep.
That 5, 10, 15 minutes is really, really important. I appreciate it because I deal with people all morning. I just want a little quiet time, honestly.
Chris Tokar said she's fine with the idea, until she realized other passengers might be using their phones as well.
Well, yeah, that might be a problem.
Then there's the issue of always being available, which is what instantly came to mind for 26-year-old web designer Rachel Bushy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so my workday is going to start like another hour earlier and will end an hour later.
The only passenger I found who likes the idea wasn't a New Yorker. She was visiting from Washington, D.C., where the metro is already wired for cell phones. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, Cheech and Chong have a new gig selling brownies. No, not that kind of brownie. They've been hired by General Mills to star in a new marketing campaign for Fiber One 90-calorie brownies. The online video ad has Cheech and Chong lugging thousands of the brownies in the back of a beat-up van to a music festival called Flaming Pole.
That's such an awesome van you got. What's in the back?
Brownies. Yeah, magic brownies.
The slogan for the new ad campaign delivered by Chong is Get High on Fiber. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Derivatives regulations are tough to explain. Perhaps we could get a little help from the Godfather.
In fact, that's a very good analogy because the whole system of risk management entails people doing certain things for the Godfather to ensure that he keeps his promise.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a clearinghouse only the Corleones could love. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.